From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Congressional Republicans are scrambling to refine a plan for ending the government shutdown and heading off a default on federal debt after President Obama rejected a House GOP proposal that would only raise the debt limit for 6 weeks. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the White House and GOP lawmakers are still talking.
The president and House Speaker John Boehner spoke by phone. They didn't settle on a way out of the shutdown or looming debt ceiling crisis, but according to their spokesman, they did agree to keep talking. Staff-level discussions began Thursday night. There are several proposals floating around, but South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the goal is the same.
I think we all agree that the debt ceiling has to be extended and the government has to be reopened.
How they get there, whether it's temporary or longer term, and what other policy changes might come along, is all still up for discussion. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.
The effects of the government shutdown are reaching as far as Antarctica. Scientists and other workers are being evacuated from the main U.S. research station there. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce spoke with one scientist who was waiting to board a plane.
Amanda Kelly is a researcher from the University of California, Santa Barbara. She made the long trek to Antarctica, but immediately after she stepped on the ice, she learned that the shutdown has forced the U.S. Antarctic program to go to caretaker status, meaning almost everyone gets pulled out. NPR reached Kelly at McMurdo Research Station.
People are, you know, just really devastated.
She says most of the people at the station are contract workers who do support work for the scientists and depend on the annual research season for their livelihoods. So Kelly worries not just about the lost science, but about all the people who will lose their jobs. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Federal authorities in Southern California have arrested a man they say was attempting to provide material support for Al-Qaeda. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports the man was detained as he was attempting to board a bus.
The FBI said the suspect was arrested at a bus station in Santa Ana, where he was planning to travel to Mexico. Authorities say the man, Sinvingo Nguyen, also went by an Arabic name and was traveling alone. The indictment against Nguyen says the 24-year-old was traveling with a fake passport and that he intended to commit an act of international terrorism. The indictment says such an act is defined as trying to intimidate or coerce civilians or affect the conduct of a government by mass destruction, assassination, or kidnapping. Authorities say Nguyen pled not guilty to the charges. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Culver City.
A massive cyclone is barreling toward the east coast of India, prompting the evacuation of more than 400,000 people. The storm, which is named Pileen, has sustained winds of 136 miles an hour, with gusts up to 150 miles an hour. It's expected to make landfall later today. This is NPR News from Washington. Search vessels have been finding more bodies from a boat loaded with would-be migrants from Africa that capsized between Sicily and Tunisia in southern Europe. More than 200 people have been rescued. It was the second such incident in a week. Prime Minister Joseph Muscat of Malta tells the BBC that the ocean passage between Europe and Africa is becoming a watery graveyard, and he's calling on European leaders to do something about it.
It's not just a tragedy. It's not a wake-up call for Europe. All Europeans should be ashamed of this. Everyone should be ashamed of this.
Last week, almost 300 migrants died when their overcrowded boat went down off the coast of Italy. A salmonella outbreak linked to poultry in California has infected more people. Bob Hensley reports health officials say the chicken is being blamed for sickening nearly 400 people in 20 states.
A spokeswoman for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's likely the number of victims will increase. More than 40% of those who have become ill have required treatment at a hospital. The majority of the victims live in California. The contamination has been traced to raw chicken packaged at three processing facilities owned by Foster Farms. After reviewing the company's plan to address the contamination, the USDA has decided to allow the plants to remain open. Government inspectors are monitoring the packaging process. Foster Farms has not recalled any products. A leading consumer group is advising the public to avoid the company's chicken. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
One person is dead and more than 60 others injured when a passenger train collided with a logging truck in West Virginia, the train carrying people on a tour of fall foliage in the state. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.